This is GQDN for Monday, March 30th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. Oh, then go get Questworthy. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo stuff going on, PlayStation stuff too, and the Call of Duty director was doing some talking. But we begin today with some very sad news. There's an indie dev that was forced to close over the lack of funding. Via PushSquare.com, it is Ivy Road, who made the game Wonderstop, and will close its doors tomorrow because it failed to secure some funding for the team's second project. Now, the developer did call the current industry climate, quote, a tough time for raising game funds, end quote, because it was promoting some new concepts to publishers, but a deal never came to fruition. They were pitching the game called Engine Angel, which did appear to be a car combat title. They did issue a statement, quote, it's a particularly tough time for raising game funds. So while we weren't necessarily surprised, we were disappointed that we won't be able to bring Engine Angel to life together as a team, end quote. Now, Wonderstop, which is the first game that the studio made, will remain available on all platforms. And the team does have, quote, one last surprise. The publisher, Annapurna Interactive, will have some news on that front in the future. Further quote, making games is incredibly challenging work. It requires technical skills, emotional investment, financial investment, a whole lot of long hours, and a bit of luck and serendipitous timing thrown in. We are so proud that we got to create something together as a team that was ultimately experienced by hundreds of thousands of players. We hope that you inspired to create something of your own someday, whether art, music, writing, or even a video game of your own, end quote. All we can say is the best of luck to those involved. And you better believe that people will be furious about it. Okay, I'm talking Nintendo this time, because IGN said that a former employee did say that Mario and Zelda developer is in uncharted territory, following some leaks. So will they be mad with last week's major leaks? Well, those leaks include Zelda Ocarina of Time, which is a remake, and the details for the next 3D Mario platformer. And that's according to the ex-employee, Kit Ellis, who now hosts the Kit and Krista podcast that does talk about Nintendo. And last week, the leaker, Nate the Hate, did lay out Nintendo's full launch plans for the next 12 months and beyond. Nate the Hate didn't just spoil the announcement of Legend of Zelda for Christmas, but he did say that there was a new Star Fox game and fresh Switch ports that we do this summer. And he also said that the 3D Mario platformer will not arrive this year. So here is what Kit Ellis did say on X. Quote, I can promise you that Nintendo is absolutely furious about this. If you're trying to avoid this stuff, good luck, because it's all over the place, end quote. And that's because Nate the Hate has a pretty good record. Further quote, my mind goes to Nintendo and how they really have a problem with leaks right now. They don't seem to be able to solve, end quote. So what can they do? We shall see, we shall see. We're gonna stick with IGN though, because they went from Nintendo to Activision. The Call of Duty director has shut down the skill-based damage claims because Sony patent system for maintaining even playing field between cross-form or cross-platform players. That was a little bit confusing, so let's try to dig into this. The design director of Call of Duty Black Ops 7 did refute claims of the skill-based damage after Sony's new patent, because that did suggest some plans to adjust the player's skills, both up and down, just to even the playing field during some cross-platform play. The patent was published in 2015, and describe the systems that monitors two players in a single session. So here's what the patent did say about the system that monitors two players in a single session. Quote, a first valuation of a performance metric measuring game effectiveness is determined for the gameplay by the first player. A second valuation of the performance metric is determined for the gameplay by the second player. End quote. And there is, for the quote, differences between the first valuation and the second valuation does not satisfy the threshold band of operation that is based on global skill levels of the first and second players, end quote. We'll keep our eyes on anything that happens with that PlayStation part. But there are more leaks coming to PlayStation. Man, it's just like leaks today. Because there's another title that is now confirmed. Last week's leak of the PlayStation Plus game catalog for April has been followed up to reveal a second game. And in the forthcoming months, have been posted ahead by the leaker Bilibili from Veal Labs, who did say that the 2023 Souls-like action RPG, Lords of the Fallen, would headline the forthcoming month's PlayStation Plus catalog. And the game did feature 21 characters from various arcs of the anime, even a distorted version of the Sword Art Online, which would exist beyond memories. We'll see what happens. And the Nintendo eShop, via My Nintendo News, maybe cleaned up a bit. So if you have a Nintendo Switch, you may have seen that some of the Nintendo Switch games were showing up on Nintendo Switch 2. So if you're looking for a Switch 2 game or an upgrade for a game, you didn't quite see it. Well, now Nintendo may have added a Switch 2 filter on the eShop, which can help narrow your search. You can choose which platform you want to see for the new video games, and adding the option of Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2. So yep, that can happen. Oh, the Telnet, speaking of Nintendo Switch, Telnet Shooting Collection 1 and 2 now has a physical release. And that's according to NintendoEverything.com, because PlayAsia did reveal the exclusive physical release for Telnet Shooting Collection 1 and 2. So the collection will include, this is Collection 1, Granada, 1990 Genesis, Avenger, 1990 PC Engine, Galeris, 1990 Genesis, and Physical Storm, 1992 PC Engine. Collection 2 will have Kaiden 00, 1992 PC Engine, Final Zone 2, 1990 PC Engine, Browning, 1992 PC Engine, and Legion, 1990 PC Engine. We'll end today on a rumor. It's been a lot of Nintendo Switch 2 today, so why not end with it? WCCF Tech did say that there could be a new Zelda limited edition Switch 2 console. Yep, that's Nate the Hate again. And I think that's on that podcast again. Legend of Zelda, Nate the Hate 2. So the Ocarina of Time could have a skin for your Switch 2. That's just a rumor. Yep, we went to Rumorville. You didn't even know it. But that's okay, because this has been a Dawnforge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. I believe the Race to World First heats back up tomorrow. We'll see. So until then, go play some video games, people.